Good evening.
Join with you this time. I bring to each one of you much peace, upliftment, and great love from our side of life.
Thank you.
I have listened closely to your thoughts again for others. Again, my dear friends, we give many thanks for all the good that you do. And as we come closer to your holiday time, I would ask that you continue to think of those in need. Not only those in your world, but those also a little lost in ours. Although in our world no one is ever truly alone, nor soul on the earth plane, but it is not always recognized that we stand close to those who are in solitary spaces. But of course, you would understand that from our world we try to influence all people. And yet, so many do not feel our presence. So, my dear friends, I take this opportunity to ask once more for your loving thoughts throughout your holiday time.
Yes, that is a timely thought and a timely recommendation. Thank you.
I know you will be expecting me to tell you that as we approach the end of another earthly year, which is but one blink of an eye, I will be taking my leave of you for a short time to return to that place of all knowledge and love, and to hopefully return to you in what you term New Year, New Year on Earth.
We do understand, of course, and we all, I know, wish you extremely well in that period when you are, I think, at home. It is the only expression we can put to it.
I like that because to you human beings, home means so much. Mm-hmm. And we have come to recognize how important home and love and family are in your daily lives. And so it should be. After all, it has been part of your spiritual pathways. No matter what your lifetime has produced, no matter how good or bad times have been, home to each one of you brings a great warmth to your hearts.
Yes, indeed.
So, I do hope to feel that love when I do return home.
Yes.
But it is not quite as you would expect. My journey home is also in the blink of an eye. But nevertheless, my dear friends, I have to tell you how much you have grown in this past year. I know I say this to you often, but it is true.
Well, it does encourage us, so thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I think we're all beginning to feel an inner strength which arises from that growth.
Yes, that is as it should be, that knowledge enabled you to live this earthly life to the fullest, and also to the fullest of your capabilities and understanding. No matter what life brings to you, you will have that innate strength to cope and to understand each and every situation.
I think we well understand love and family all coming together, and I think we have come to feel that you certainly met are part of that family.
I thank you, my dear friend, for your words. I know we have become closer as time has moved forward. But there will always be a connection with each one of you. As long as I continue to visit your earthly plane, I have said previously that anyone who has entered this room has made that connection. And that connection of love and knowledge cannot be broken.
Yes, thank you.
So, although those who are absent are not within this room, does not mean they are not spiritually connected to you. Spirit is in each and every one of you, in each and every being on this planet and many other planets, in all places where life exists. And life, as you know, my dear friends, is not always of humankind. It is much wider, much greater, so powerful. And before I leave you this time, my dear friends, let me say, do not forget to go inward. Do not forget who you are. And do not ever forget, I am. You understand? Yes. Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave this time. Know always I hear your thoughts, your desires, and although you may not feel that I have listened, let me assure you here and now that no thought that is pure of love can ever be destroyed or neglected. And with those words, I leave you in my love and in the light of spirit.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Love and confirmation of love. Thank you. So good.
I look forward to being with you in our new year.
Thank you for that.